up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Eliance's Heroes. Eliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Eliance's.
That's right, and it's going to be another exciting show. We've got tons of heroes lined up where we learn from them to improve our lives, both not just professionally, but also personally. And it's just an exciting lineup. Thank you again, too, for the feedback that we continue to get from having John Paul DeJory on, the guy who founded Patron and John Paul Mitchell Systems. And not to mention, too, is we've gotten some very interesting feedback lately from the person that we had on the air, from executive producer of the Jobs movie. So it's just really cool. And we really learn a lot, and we learn their secrets and stuff. So let's go ahead. Let's get started with our next hero. Now, I got to tell you is that when people receive flowers, a lot of different emotions take place. I mean, we get flowers for many different reasons, and it just is, it's a unique business of its own. And our next hero has done something incredible within the flower industry and has really, really honed into it and has been an extremely successful. In fact, his company was recently named number 40 on Entrepreneurs 360 list, Inc. Top 15 Companies to Watch this year. He was a Webby Award nominee in the shopping category, and that's John Tabas. Now, John, let's have you share the thunder about why do you know so much about flowers?
Thanks so much for having me. Really an honor to join the show. So really appreciate it. I actually, when we started this company, didn't know that much about flowers other than the way they made me feel when I gifted them or when I saw them or when I experienced them. My co-founder, though, his name's Juan Pablo Montúfar Arroyo, grew up on a rose farm in Ecuador, and he knows everything there is to know about flowers. And that's really where this journey started. And our company really does two things differently. You know, the first is the way flowers typically get to a consumer is very long and convoluted. It goes from a farm, about 90% of the time that farm is in South America, to an exporter, to an importer, to a wholesaler, to a florist, and then they get their orders from an online website. So five or six different players touching and holding and impacting the quality of that flower. What my co-founder saw was an opportunity to streamline that. And he started shipping flowers directly from that farm to end consumers. And that meant a fresher flower. It meant that you knew where it came from, so you knew that it was sustainably farmed and that the labor was treated very well. It meant that it wasn't handled multiple times, which eliminates a ton of waste in that big, long, convoluted supply chain. 50% of the flowers die without ever being monetized. Huge economic and environmental waste. Wow. In the supply chain he created, 3 to 5% waste. So you dramatically impact the environment and the economics of the business. And so he's the guy that sort of knows everything about flowers at the start of the company. What I knew was that I didn't see any brands in this space that really spoke to me. And I came from a career at the Walt Disney Company in brand management. And I thought, wow, there aren't really emotionally based brands in this space. There's no brand here that says, I stand for something other than cheap flowers. And I saw this opportunity to build a brand around this amazing supply chain that my co-founder had created. And so we sort of combined our strengths, his on the supply chain side and mine on the brand side, and we decided to start Books.
Incredible. And John can be reached at Books.com. That's Bouqs.com. Once again, Bouqs.com. And let's talk more about what is one of the more popular things that people are ordering from Bouqs.com.
Our roses tend to be our biggest sellers. You know, some people think roses are a little bit old school, but they are the most popular flower sold in the U.S., and that's no different for us. We see especially a product called Dawn, D-A-W-N, like the morning. Is a deep orange. It's a really unique bouquet. And then we also see a lot of people going after sort of unique and different things. We have peonies on the site seasonally, depending on if they're around. And then we have some bouquets with succulents in them, which is really popular right now. So we have one called Wild About You from one of our California partners. And so the other part that folks really love is sort of something unique and different that stands out from sort of your standard flowers. And because we work with these growers all around the world, we get access to unique product year-round, and it's really one of the main reasons why folks will shop with us.
Absolutely incredible. And you're listening to the Alliances Heroes Show with me, David Kogan, your host. In fact, make sure you go to alliances.com, the place where entrepreneurs align. That's ELIANCES.com, where you may experience many things. In fact, we may have some flowers from Books.com at one of our many roundtables, grand tables, and other experiences. I can't believe it, though, John, that you can go from farm to end. I mean, you've eliminated 3-4+ processes in between. I mean, did you ever imagine that you would be in the flower industry?
Yeah, no, it wasn't something I necessarily had my sights on. I came out to Los Angeles, where we're headquartered, to really focus on entertainment and storytelling, and then got involved in sort of the startup community, and then my co-founder and I got in touch about this. But what I love about it is that it is a product that matters. It matters in people's lives. You know, if you think about it, flowers are in our lives at always the most important moments. When you're born, your parents get flowers. You graduate from a school, you get flowers. You go to prom, you get flowers, or you give flowers. You get married, there are tons of flowers around. You have a baby, now you're receiving flowers. And when you die, there are flowers. So the most important, meaningful moment of our lives are celebrated with this product. And it really means something when somebody sends and when someone receives flowers. So I really love what the product does for people in their lives. And also, really importantly to us and our mission, is the way that the farm is treated. And traditionally in this category, it's really hard for farmers to do it the right way. It's hard for them because of a narrow margin product that is perishable to really make investments in sustainability and in their people and in healthcare and those types of things. And what we do with the farmers is we pay them more than they get anywhere else, and we pay them faster than what they get paid anywhere else. And that really helps them continue to invest in doing it the right way. And in so doing, we're in our own small way trying to make the world a better place.
So, John,
it's a really awesome category to work in.
So, John, if you could send flowers to anyone, really, who would that be? And more importantly, what kind of flowers would you send?
You know, that's interesting. I would have said my wife, but she gets flowers like you wouldn't believe.
I mean, sure.
Our house is is really jammed. You know, I think I would send flowers to my sisters. They live back east. I don't get to see them all that often, and they are wonderful mentors and friends to me. And they both really like what I'd call sort of spring flowers. So I'd probably send some tulips or some alstroemeria, something really colorful.
John, we've got a little less than a minute left, but let me ask you, you're going to be talking to, let's say, for example, a group of high school students who are in business, you know, taking business class. You're the guest speaker, and you want to share a couple, let's say, 2 to 3 secrets with them of how to be successful within a niche. I mean, you've revolutionized the industry of which to order. I mean, it's first one pre-internet, where you had to go to the flower shop in order to get it. Now with the internet, there's all the different things, but you've eliminated all that process. In fact, you can't eliminate any more unless someone were to actually fly to the farm and pick their own, right? So what would you say 2 to 3 secrets to be as successful as you've been and within your career?
For sure. So I think the three things around a startup, I think, that I would recommend is the first is don't keep it a secret. People think that they have to not tell anybody about their idea, because if they do, someone will steal it. The reality is most people don't want to do your idea. And frankly, if it's that easy to do anyway, it's not really going to go anywhere. And really, you know, startup ideas, the idea is 1-3%. It's all about execution. The second thing I would say is, what you need to be successful in the early stages is you need the idea, but then you need a story around that idea. You need something that's super compelling that people get excited about. You know, when we started, our story was we drop ship flowers from an active volcano in South America to your home for $40 flat. And that's literally what we do. That was our story. And then the last piece you need is just pure hustle. If you have a good idea with a great story and you hustle, people will learn to care about it, and your business will grow. Those are my three things I say to people all the time that want to start companies.
Fantastic. Well, you definitely have been successful. You hustle. You created something remarkable, revolutionized an industry. You deliver smiles fresh from eco-friendly, sustainable farms around the world to doorsteps nationwide. You help others and teach them. That's a hero. John Tabas at Bouqs.com. That's Bouqs.com. And when we return, we're going to have Kim Minart, who's giving diabetes hope to all. David Kogan with Eliances.